Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, millions more Americans file for unemployment. This morning, the new numbers and the issues facing millions of Californians trying to apply for benefits.
Easing restrictions as the governor tightens others. Some businesses allowed to open back up, but they all have in common.
And a first of its kind coronavirus vaccine that wouldn't require a shot. This morning, we introduce you to the new VaxiPatch. Good morning, everyone. It is Thursday, April 30th. I'm Michelle Griego.
And Ellen Keyes, good morning to you on this Thursday. Let's get right to your forecast. Mary Lee, we'll see more of the sun today.
We will for sure, Len and Michelle. It should be a very pleasant day across the Bay Area. Here's a live look with our Treasure Island camera, and our temperatures are running in the low to mid 50s at this hour, dealing with some low clouds and areas of fog along the coast and right around the bay. But we will catch that clearing and some sunshine as we go through our afternoon, just some high clouds out there. So daytime highs a little bit above average for this time of year, 67 in San Francisco for a high, 72 in Oakland, mid 70s in San Jose, as well as for Concord. So about 3 to 5 degrees above average for this time of year. We'll talk about a cool down as we head through the week. Details on that coming up. But now let's check in with Gianna for the latest on in the South Bay, a traffic alert.
Thank you, Mary. Yes, we've got a traffic alert as you work your way on northbound 101 right past Blossom Hill, right around Hellier Avenue. A vehicle flipped over several times. Two lanes are completely shut down, those two left lanes, but they do have tow crews now on scene, so hopefully they'll wrap things up here pretty quickly. In the meantime, we're seeing a few brake lights on that northbound side of 101, so if you want to dip out and use 85 instead, you are free-flowing, wide-open freeways on 85 with no delays there. 101 just slightly slow because of that crash. All right, taking a look at traffic elsewhere, we do have reports of a trouble spot. This is eastbound 580 right at Palo Verde Road, not too far from Foothill. An overturned Caltrans truck reported there. This one stuck in the right lane. We'll check 101 in my next report.
I'm Ann Makovic at the Live News Desk. Following some breaking news, new jobless numbers just came out showing that another 3.8 million Americans filed for new unemployment claims last week alone. So that brings the total to more than 30 million Americans since these coronavirus lockdowns began more than a month ago. That adds up to about one in six, or actually more than one in six American workers now out of a job. And there's concern that these numbers could actually be higher because people are having trouble getting through making their actual claims on some of the websites that they're trying to deal with within their own individual state. So we are going to see what kind of effect this has on the stock market coming up in less than a half an hour. We'll be covering that for you. So far, the futures have been mixed on this news, so we will keep an eye on it. Michelle.
And this morning, many of those people filing unemployment claims are struggling to get benefits. Many are complaining about computer glitches and errors as applicants overwhelm California's EDD website. This week, millions of gig workers and independent contractors applied for benefits.
It took me actually 5 straight hours sitting in front of my laptop trying to figure out what to do next and constantly refreshing the page.
Food banks are also having trouble getting food to families in need. A new partnership called Farms to Families will now help growers across the state send some of their fresh produce and meat to food banks.
Happening today, a live look this morning from Pacifica. Governor Gavin Newsom is expected to announce new restrictions, closing all state parks and beaches. It's expected to go into effect tomorrow. Coming up in our next half hour, what's pushing the governor's decision for harsher restrictions? And that order comes as several Bay Area counties prepare to ease shelter-in-place orders. Starting next week, 7 Bay Area counties will allow for more outdoor activities, including construction. Businesses that operate outdoors and child care for workers in groups of 12 or fewer children. Golf courses and tennis courts will also be reopening. Those living and working in Alameda, Contra Costa, San Mateo, Santa Clara, San Francisco, and Marin counties will be impacted.
We need 4 weeks to really monitor the impact of these changes on our healthcare system and society to know if we can continue that dimmer to slowly opening things up.
The new rules take effect Monday through the end of May, but health officials say they could pull back the order if there's a spike in new cases.
Will people change their behaviors in ways that go beyond the loosening of restrictions because they feel the danger is over.
The other key to further lift restrictions is testing. Contra Costa County says it is currently testing 300 people a day. Health experts recommend testing needs to be 8 times that number to get a clear idea of how widespread the virus is.
Developing this morning, a cold case rape suspect from Livermore has been released from jail over coronavirus concerns. Gregory Vian was arrested last November after DNA evidence linked him to assaults from 1997. He's accused of brutally attacking and raping 2 women, one near Livermore High School, the other near Union City BART. The district attorney's office says Vian had been behind bars at the Alameda County Jail, held on $2.5 million bail, facing more than a half dozen felony charges. He was released Friday after his attorney successfully argued his health was at risk due to COVID-19.
I don't believe that anybody in the community ever imagined that people facing these kind of serious felony assault charges would be suddenly released from jail and sent back to live in the community.
According to the DA's office, Vian is now back at his home in Livermore wearing a GPS tracking device.
Of course I'm worried about the safety of the community, and it's ridiculous they're doing this. I don't think they should be releasing people like that at all.
We've reached out to both Vian and his attorney, but have yet to hear back. Vian is scheduled to be back in court on June 23rd. Members of a Southern California community are questioning the decision to release 7 registered sex offenders to slow the spread of coronavirus. According to the Orange County DA, all 7 men were in jail on parole violations. They all allegedly tried to tamper with their electronic monitoring devices while free on parole. According to the DA, Orange County's jail population has been reduced by nearly 45% since March 7th.
San Francisco is expanding its shelter sites for the homeless. A new plan puts 120 RVs and trailers at Pier 94 in the Bayview Hunters Point neighborhood. But the mayor made it clear they're meant only for people already in the city.
Only people who are currently in our homeless system of care may qualify for these rooms. And only the people who are in the Bayview Hunters Point or other folks who are in our coordinated care system may qualify for the RVs and trailers that we have available. No one from other cities should be coming to San Francisco expecting that they're going to get prioritized over the people who are here.
Mayor Breed cited San Francisco's challenges helping the homeless even before the pandemic started and says she must address her residents' needs first. Happening today, 4 FEMA trailers in Alameda are set to get furnished. They will house up to 8 people facing homelessness due to the pandemic. Those residents are COVID-19 free and have been picked by a team working with unsheltered folks. Move-in preps start at 12:30.
New this morning, researchers are developing a patch that could deliver a vaccine for COVID-19. The Vaxi patch, as it is called, has an array of small needles that can send medicine into a patient's arm. The patch does not require refrigeration, so it can be shipped in the mail. A California company plans to test it soon on mice and monkeys and possibly begin human testing this summer.
We're not going to be able to have football stadiums with 40 to 100,000 people until we have a vaccine. We'd all like to get the party going again.
I have every confidence that we will move as quickly as we can, but we also want to do it right, and we want to make sure that any vaccine that would come out is safe.
UC Davis is providing much of the infrastructure for the upcoming trials.